The OKS feedback for Julia Weichselbaumer. So, we start in the introduction. The first introductory sentence, information that is organized, meaningful, and useful can be seen as knowledge. My advice is not wrong, maybe you're defining the term, but please focus more on the title, okay? You also then mentioned the quality of knowledge is best measured by how many people accept it. Knowledge consists of organized, meaningful, and useful information. Well, not always useful, okay? And it's also not always can be measured on how many people accept it. I mean, you're supposed to discuss this claim, so therefore you have both views, okay? So pro and con, and not just one view, okay? Later on in this essay, several knowledge issues will be discussed in the relation to the areas of arts and natural. Which ones? Okay, mention some of them right now. Okay, in art, some paintings don't get the chance of getting famous as not enough people consider it as art. So is the knowledge question here, what is art? Is this what you want to talk about? Okay, nevertheless, they might not even have enough knowledge. Okay, people who would also consider an artwork as an artist in authority. Is this the question, basically a knowledge question, who is an authority concerning knowledge? Is this what you want to say? Please be more specific what your knowledge questions are. In the sciences, the quality of knowledge always depends on research, facts, and observation, rather than on how many people accept it. Yeah, that's a strong statement, I think, but I get what you mean. Okay, I mean, that's your view. But maybe you can also be a little bit more balanced later on in the essay to also show examples where maybe research facts and observations might not play the main role here. Okay, so maybe try to find exceptions to this rule as well. Okay, later on in the next paragraph, you basically attempt to answer the question in the first line. This is fine. And then you say, in order to be able to judge paintings, one must understand the definition of art beforehand. This might be, but my advice is, as always, don't leave the title, okay? What you're doing is you're defining the things that might all be okay, but maybe you want to do this a little bit later, because I actually want to get more information on the number of people accepting it, and then you jump directly into the definition of what is art, okay? So this is kind of the thing is that you're not really completing your thought here, but you're immediately starting continuing with a definition which is not connected to the previous sentence, and then this is kind of confusing for the reader, okay? And then art lies in the eye of the beholder. Neither people tend to consider pieces from famous artists more often as art. So what does this have to do with the number of people, okay? Is the peer pressure, does this refer to the number of people? Is this what you mean? Okay. So just make the connection a little bit clear. And what is also the knowledge in arts that you're referring to? Okay. The quality of an artwork, is that knowledge? Just make this a little bit more clear. Okay. So basically the Mona Lisa example, that most people consider it as art. Okay, I get that. Okay, but on the next page, at the top, you are talking a lot here in this paragraph, who is allowed to say that something is good art and something's not good art? Interesting questions here, but how is this connected to the number of people? This is really what I'm missing here. I'm not saying that you should completely take out the paragraph, but I'm just missing some kind of connecting sentences here, okay? Nobody can be sure whether the quality of knowledge is really high. Okay, how is this connected to the number of people or the experts? Or are you trying to say that sometimes it's not the number of people, but it's the experts, individual experts, who have to have a say here, and that sometimes experts, few experts actually there have basically they have are able to determine the quality of knowledge better than the mass of people? Is this what you want to say here? But then please say so and make the connection a little bit more clear, okay? Also, the next thing, in the quality of the natural sciences does not depend on how many people believe it, but how much evidence there is. I think that's an ideal case, okay? You're being quite optimistic here, but that's fine, okay? That's fine, okay? Then you talk about the principle of falsification, but here again, link to the number of people. You talk about Popper's falsification, okay, and that it depends on the reliability of an experiment. but make it more clear that this shows that basically the number of people accepting a certain scientific evidence is not should not be seen as a basis, but rather whether experiments can be repeated. Just for an example, okay? I'm kind of missing this concluding sentence that kind of ties everything back to the title, okay? The next thing, a small mistake here in the next one where you talk about genetics, this method cannot be falsified. I think there's a slight misunderstanding. It can be falsified. Falsifiability does not mean, it means that you can theoretically devise an experiment that could theoretically prove it wrong, even if it has not been proven wrong yet. Okay, it's falsifizierbarkeit or falsifiability does not mean that a certain theory is wrong or is false. Okay, it simply means that you can make a testable experiment. That is maybe another thing. Yeah, many people kind of confuse this a little bit. To confuse falsifiability and whether something is false. Okay. I think what you want to say here in this paragraph is that science is not based on an opinion, okay? I guess this is what you want to say here, but say this a little bit more clearly, okay? As a contrast, one could say that there is no real proof in science. To prove is an English problem. So people do not have to accept it, and therefore the quality of a certain science is low. Well, okay, you talk here about proof. My advice here on the last page is concerning the structure, okay? I've outlined this on the last page in arts and science. In arts, you see quality depends on the number of people, like, for example, in the Mona Lisa example, it is fine. But then what about the paragraph? Quality does not depend on the number of people, but on the individual. And this, I think, you have not said very clearly, okay? That art quality can also be personal knowledge, the personal value that an art piece has, okay? And in science, the quality depends on the number of people. Can you find examples here? You did not do that, but you did do the following. The quality depends on the research, okay? So this is something that you have explained quite a bit. But what about, can you basically give me an example where the quality depends on the number of people? I give you an example. There is something called the scientific consensus. It is like this, that there is the scientific consensus where most scientists think that there is strong evidence that climate change is man-made. Okay, so the number of scientists actually accepting a certain theory does have an important value. Okay, you generally talk about the general public. I might agree on that, okay, that the opinion of the general public might not be so important always in the sciences, and you make this point very clear that it's the evidence and the experiments that are important. But I'm also trying to motivate you, come up also with a paragraph which kind of shows that the quality depends on the number of people, and maybe not the general public, but maybe on the scientific consensus and the number of scientists following a certain theory, okay? Or supporting a certain theory, rather. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.